Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiewachung. Our text for reflection is Acts 16, the verses 16 to 34. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 34. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her honors by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. My theme for reflection is singing at midnight. Singing at midnight. There is something oddly revealing about the way people react when life suddenly goes wrong. A delayed train can ruin an entire morning. A broken phone can feel like a personal crisis. Yet sometimes we surprise ourselves too. Some of the most profound conversations, deepest prayers, and unexpected moments of clarity emerge not when life is comfortable, but when everything feels shaken. Acts 16:16 to 34 takes us into one of the most dramatic moments in the early church. Paul and Silas arrive in Philippi, a proud Roman colony, preaching the gospel in a society shaped by imperial power, economic exploitation, and spiritual confusion. After liberating a slave girl from a spirit that had made her profitable to her owners, they are beaten, humiliated, and imprisoned. Their suffering is not the result of wrongdoing, but of confronting systems that benefited from bondage. And then comes one of the most astonishing lines in Scripture. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Not after their release, not when their conditions had improved, but in chains, bruised and locked away. Their worship was not a denial of pain, it was defiance against despair. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, it is only by living completely in this world that one learns to have faith. Paul and Silas embody that truth. Faith is not tested in ideal circumstances, but in difficult ones, where trust in God becomes more than theory. The earthquake that follows is dramatic, but perhaps the deeper miracle is the transformation of the jailer. A man prepared to take his own life becomes a man washing the wounds of prisoners and receiving baptism with his household. The gospel changes not only personal hearts, but relationships, homes, and entire ways of living. The one who once guarded chains becomes a servant of compassion. Another text helps illuminate this beautifully. In Romans 8:28, Paul writes, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him." God does not always prevent suffering, but he is able to bring redemption even through it. For Christian people today, this passage feels deeply relevant. Many people live in invisible prisons: anxiety, bitterness, burnout, addiction, loneliness, fear about the future, or the crushing pressure to appear successful while quietly falling apart inside. Others experience systems of injustice that leave them feeling powerless. Acts 16 reminds us that God's presence is not absent in such places. Sometimes the most authentic worship rises not from comfort, but from wounded hearts refusing to surrender hope. The passage also challenges the church itself. Paul and Silas do not respond to suffering with hatred or revenge. They remain present enough to save the jailer who had imprisoned them. That is the radical nature of Christian grace: reconciliation where retaliation would seem more natural. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what prison in my life is preventing me from experiencing God's freedom? Number two, how might my response to hardship become a witness of hope to others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend a few quiet moments listening to or singing a hymn or worship song during a difficult part of your day, not as escapism, but as an act of trust in God's presence. Lord God, when life feels dark and confining, teach us to sing at midnight. Give us faith that does not collapse under pressure and hope that refuses to die in difficult seasons. Break the chains that imprison our hearts and help us become people who bring freedom, compassion, and reconciliation to others. May our lives bear witness to the transforming power of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.